dream. You are falling, lost in the listening distance as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. To be completely honest, we can't be entirely sure just where we're taking you tonight. And in fact, before we're done, we may find that we've taken all the time in the world. We offer a play by Vancouver playwright Ian Weir that's called A Glimpse of Eternity.
Bloody rain.
Hi, Tom.
Hmm? Oh, Jody.
Got a class.
Oh, Jody, do you have a minute?
You could phone me later.
Our students seem to be getting younger every year.
No, we just get older. You know, I think I'll always miss that old dog. Well, he wasn't an old dog, that's just the thing. 12 years old. Lots of dogs live to live 15, 16.
We all have to die sometime.
Oh, that's profound, Frank.
It's not profound at all, it's just realistic. You get that way after your second heart attack. Wait and see.
Why did it have to be my hound? Why not my ex-wife, the Hooded Fang?
The dog had pneumonia, Tom. He was just too weak to fight it. He was suffering. Let's just slow down for a minute.
Bloody rain. Why the hell is it always raining? Give me the sun. Look, Frank, I appreciated your taking him in for me. I just couldn't drive him to the vet. Turn him over to some horn-rimmed angel of death with a white smock and a hypodermic needle.
You really loved old Manfred, didn't you?
In 12 years. I was already over 40 when he was a pup. Then he got old and now he's dead. My days are in the yellow leaf. The flowers and fruits of love are gone. The worm, the canker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Byron. A poem written upon the completion of his 36th year. Another month and I complete my 56th. My days are in the yellow leaf.
Come on, this way.
I thought we were going to the faculty club.
I just have to stop by the lab.
To admire the vivisections your medical students are performing on poor furry creatures?
Why don't you pop in with me?
I'm going to the club for a drink. You can meet me later.
No, come on. There's something that might interest you.
There is nothing in a medical laboratory that could possibly...
Just for a minute. It'll get you out of the rain.
The bleeding remains of Puskins the cat and little Sissy's bunny rabbit who disappeared one moonless night. And... Now, you didn't turn my dog over to those ghouls.
Of course I didn't. Come on. Just for a moment.
Ghouls.
It's just through this door. Can you see the cage? The big cage?
Well, not until you turn the lights on. It's dark as the pit of hell. What's that? Oh, my God. Manfred?
It's something I've been puttering at for years. My little project.
Manfred. Good God. How have you done it?
I'm not going to believe this. I think I've managed to retard his aging process.
I had a dream, which was not all a dream. The bright sun was extinguished and the stars did wander darkling in the eternal space. Rayless and pathless, and the icy earth swung blind and blackening in the moonless air. Morn came and went... And came and brought no day, and men forgot their passions in the dread of this their desolation. All right, we'll finish the poem next class. Jody, you're dashing off.
Oh, yeah, I have to hand a paper in.
Well, we're still on for tonight, eh? Jody, I have to tell you something. Something incredible. I told you I had to have my dog put down.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, Frank Marley in the Faculty of Medicine, a man who has done nothing for an entire career, and now, out of the blue...
Tom, look, I don't think I can make it tonight.
What?
Some of my friends have this dinner thing lined up. I said I'd be there.
Oh, well, that's all right. I'll go with you.
Well, when we're alone, it's great. But when it's a bunch of people and everybody's my age...
And I'm a 55-year-old man.
It's not that, really. It's just...
I'm sorry I let you down.
Oh, hey, it isn't your fault. Everybody gets old. Older. I mean, that's life, right? There's nothing you can do about it.
You can't be serious.
I've seen how it works on Manfred. I'm willing to risk it.
I don't care what you're willing to risk. I'm talking about restructuring body chemistry, and you come to me, a middle-aged adolescent, trying to chase back time in a student's bed. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
Is there something wrong with wanting to live? Is that a moral failing? Yes, I'm afraid of dying. Yes, I'm afraid of growing old. Yes, my mouth gets dry when I go to the funerals of men who are younger than I am.
Shh, don't spread this all over the faculty club.
But just tell me again how this thing works.
It's really too complex. All right. All right. Essentially, you use a combination of drugs to reduce body temperature. That slows down the rate of cell breakdown. It's nothing really new. The idea's been around for years. The trick has been to find a way to lower the temperature without short-circuiting the rest of the system.
And you found it?
I don't know that.
What do you do now? Bury it?
I wait. And I work. In 5 years' time, perhaps I write a paper on it. Then perhaps someone younger than I am, someone better than I am, gets a grant to work on it. Then maybe, just maybe, in 10 years or 20 years or 50 years, someone tries it on a human being.
Are you really so limited that you can't conceive what it would mean to be the researcher who'd be remembered?
Of course, I let myself think about it. I'm only human.
Tell me, then, what would it mean to be that researcher? If only you had a volunteer, the two of you, in different ways, living on and on.
What else would you expect from an English professor?
Listen to what you're saying.
Go ahead, take the gamble. Even if I won, there isn't a research center in the world that would let me work after a stunt like that.
Well, why would you want to work after making the medical breakthrough of the century?
Are you listening to what you're saying?
How wrong could it be to take the first small step? One injection. If we weren't sure, we'd stop. Just the first step. Just step out far enough for a glimpse.
Your heart rate is 55 a minute. You feel all right?
I feel cold.
Your temperature's at 95.
I feel heavy, but I feel all right. Yes, I'm all right. I feel strong.
It's still too early to tell. Only 48 hours.
Well, no side effects, nothing.
Another 24 hours. If you're still all right. But not here in the lab. Too many students. At my house, I have a partial lab set up in the basement. Sheila knows it's off limits to her.
Let Manfred out of the cage.
I don't know.
Now, you said I could take him for a run.
He's not right. Listless. I'm having a blood sample analyzed.
No, it's just from being cooped up in a cage for 2 weeks. When are you going to let me take him home?
Not yet. I have to be sure.
Come on, open the cage. Look at him. He's like a young dog again.
Take him out this back door. You can get onto the boulevard through the alley.
Come on, Manfred.
What's wrong?
I don't know. It seems as if the sun hurt his eyes when he looked out. Come on, Manfred. It's all right.
Close the door. Easy, Manfred. Easy, boy. Good God, he's terrified.
I suppose that happens with a lot of drugs, doesn't it? A reaction to bright light. Besides, 2 weeks inside, all of a sudden he runs out into that glare. I don't know.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with him. You're all right, aren't you, Manfred? Huh? Aren't you, old boy?
Maybe you'd better go. I'll phone you tonight. Easy, Manfred. Easy, boy. Back in your cage.
I got the results of that blood test, Dr. Marley. He's running a low red cell count.
His red cell count? How could... Well, that's nothing serious. Just a touch of anemia. If worst comes to worst, we'll give him a small transfusion.
Sure. No problem.
Manfred? Manfred. What's wrong, old town? What's...
Dr. Marley, what's wrong?
It's all right.
Did he bite your hand?
It's all right. It was my fault. I startled him. Just get me something to wrap it with.
God, look at him.
What?
The way he's lapping at the blood. It's like he's starving for it. Hey.
Easy, Manfred. Easy.
Jeez, the dog's going nuts.
Get me a sedative for him.
Is that you, dear? Brian?
I'm home.
Tom Kittredge is here.
Where is he? Does he look all right?
Why, yes, he looks fine to me. Why do you...
You're sure he doesn't look tired or...
Or what? He looks fine to me, Frank. I told him to wait in the living room, but he insisted on going to the basement.
Good.
Frank, dinner's almost ready. There's enough for Tom.
I have work. Please don't disturb me.
Frank, what's come over you this last while? You can't keep driving yourself.
I'm sorry, Sheila. I have work. I'll tell Tom he'll have to leave. He'll use the back way.
Frank, I'll put dinner in the oven for you.
Tom? Oh, there you are. Why don't you put the light on?
No, leave it off.
What's wrong?
Weakness. This afternoon, in the sun.
What?
I can't explain it. Just weakness and pain. I don't know. Fear. As soon as I stepped into the light.
It's just the reaction to the drugs.
As if I couldn't breathe. I couldn't swallow.
You'll just have to try to stay out of the sun until your system adjusts.
But it's dark and I'm still not feeling right. Aching. Tired and aching as though...
The blood.
What?
It's nothing serious. You're probably running a low red cell count. Manfred's the same way.
What's wrong with Manfred?
It's nothing to worry about. The treatment seems to be producing a mild anemia. It was upsetting him. I gave him a small transfusion.
A transfusion?
And he's fine now. I'll get some blood for you. We'll watch Manfred. He's our safety check. If there are any more problems, we'll stop. But I think it's working. God help us, Tom. It's working.
Tom, what I'm trying to...
Waiter!
Say...
Waiter!
It's always busy here at lunch. It's all right.
Jody, it's not all right. God damn it, are they all deaf, dumb, and blind?
Tom, please. We have to talk.
Then talk.
Tom, I am trying to tell you that I don't think we should be seeing each other anymore.
What?
For a while, anyway. I don't know. Things haven't been working. Maybe if we see other people or something. Look, why don't you take off the dark glasses so I can see your eyes?
So... May finally tires of December.
That isn't it, Tom. Really, it's...
My way of life has fallen into the sear, the yellow leaf.
See?
Hey, no need for displays of remorse for the lacerated old heart. I'll survive without you, Jody. It's not as though there's anything special about you.
What's happening to you, Tom? You're changing.
That's quite true. I am changing. Changing in a way you wouldn't dream was possible.
Tom, what's wrong with you? It's like you hate the world.
Oh, no, Jody, that's not true. That's not true at all. I like this world a great deal.
Don't make a scene, please.
I love this world. That's why I'm going to stay in it for a long, long time. Frank,
All right, Tom. All right, why don't I just check your blood pressure? Just a minute. There now. Oh, that can't be right.
Frank.
I'll take another reading. Oh, my God. It's all right, Tom. It's nothing serious. Your blood pressure is just a little low.
I feel...
Yes, I know. Now listen, Tom. We can't take you to a hospital. There'd be questions. We're the same blood type, so I'm just going to give you a direct transfusion, my arm to yours.
Blood?
You're all right. It's nothing to worry about. I just have to get the lines ready.
Help me.
All right. Now, you'll just feel a little pinch.
Yes.
There now. Can you feel it?
Stop.
I'm not stopping.
Don't stop. Don't stop.
Manfred, please. No, I can't help you. I don't have any blood for you. Please. Tomorrow morning, I promise. Midnight. 9 hours. Don't. You're breaking the cage. No. Stay back. No. No. He's out.
Paper says the victim was Amanda Smythe, age 72.
All night I looked. All night. I phoned you, but you were never home.
The corpse partially decapitated and drained of blood.
We don't know for certain. It was Manfred. It might have been something else.
Do you believe that?
No.
It wasn't his fault, of course. Let's be very clear on that point. He needed blood, and you wouldn't provide it.
How did all this happen? How did we let ourselves begin?
You don't know how it feels when the craving comes. Sweeping over you, crushing and choking. I wish you could suffer like that, just once. It might change some of your perspectives, old friend.
Like hamsters on treadmills. Blood, more blood.
The corpse drained of blood. That's what the paper says. Can he sustain himself that way without a transfusion, just by drinking?
On Tuesday, he bit my hand. I thought it was just bad temper, but... God help me, I don't understand it. It isn't just the red cells. Somehow the process just seems to use blood. Just so long as there's extra blood in the system. Transfusion, orally.
So, where does it stand with me? Or don't you know?
Where it stands with you is... The drugs are taking hold. Your temperature is starting to stay down.
When the treatment is finished, will I still need blood?
Manfred's treatment is finished.
So... What do you propose to do, old friend? Set me loose in an alley once a fortnight?
You tempted me, you bastard. It was you. Take a glimpse, just a glimpse.
I repeat, what do you propose to do?
All right. I'm going to find some way to reverse the process.
Do you know how?
I'll work it out.
Well, what about the side effects it would cause?
I can't foresee any side effects.
That's been the problem all along.
I can't predict the side effects. All I know is that we've done something unholy and ungodly and unspeakable. Yes, we did this together, old friend. We killed an old woman just as surely as if we'd torn her throat out with our own teeth. So, what we're going to do now is to find and exterminate the beast we've set loose on the streets of this city. And then we're going to find some way to reverse your treatment.
Wrong, old friend. We're going to do neither of those things.
But
Manfred is out there, somewhere, waiting for me.
Waiting to slaughter someone else?
I'm going to find him and bring him home. But if you touch him, old friend, I'll tell the world what he is and who made him that way.
He isn't your faithful old hound anymore.
As far as my position is concerned, old friend, I have to be realistic. Now... I could choose to let you try to reverse the process with God knows what results. Or I could simply choose to live for a very long time with regular supplies of blood.
You must be mad.
You will supply them. To load the sun, that's a price I'd pay for who knows how many years of life. A lecturer on Byron, haunting a world of shadows with his dog. Just so long as we have our weekly transfusions. It seems to me that you have a moral obligation to provide that for your old friend. Old friend. The waves were dead. The tides were in their grave. The moon, their mistress, had expired before. The winds were withered in the stagnant air, and the clouds perished. Darkness had no need of aid from them. She was the universe.
The
The poem, then, is Byron's vision of desolation at the end of time when all life ends. A vision of inhumanity. For to be human is to live. To live. To live. For implicit in Byron's vision of desolation is an image of its opposite. The vigor and the flowering of
Professor
life.
Kitteridge?
No, excuse me. I'm not myself. I'm ill.
Open the blinds.
No.
Give him some air.
No, don't touch those blinds. Get away, you bastard. Get away.
Is that you home?
Yes.
Frank, it's 10 o'clock at night. You've been at the laboratory since 7 o'clock yesterday morning. You can't do this to yourself. You'll kill yourself. You're... Good Lord, Frank, what's that?
Have you seen this evening's newspaper?
Is that a real rifle?
They found the body in some bushes. The child this time, a 9-year-old girl.
What are you talking about? What are you doing with that rifle?
I'm going hunting.
Hunting? For what?
Please don't ask questions. I'm too tired to answer them.
Frank, what on earth are you talking about?
The telephone.
Frank.
Go answer the phone.
All right. I'll get it. Hello?
The body was partially decapitated and drained of blood.
Frank, it's Tom Kittredge. He's at home. He says it's an emergency. He sounds terrible.
Tom, are you in there? Tom, are you... Oh, my God.
I need your blood.
Can you stand up? Can you make it to the couch? Here.
Blood.
Here, let me help you. You... You had blood 2 days ago. When did this come on? We'll do another direct transfusion. Just hold on.
I need your blood.
Hold on. Just let me get my coat off. Now, give me your arm. There. Can you feel it?
Blood.
I can't make it flow any faster.
Oh, blood.
I'm doing all I can.
All?
Tom? Tom? Pump! God damn you, pump! 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 Oh, God. You're alive.
Yes.
Tom, I swear.
I am going to stay alive.
I'll find a way to reverse the process. I think I've almost got it.
I'll stay alive because I'll never let myself go short of blood again.
You don't understand. You won't need blood. I think I can reverse the process. It's almost there, but first we have to stop Manfred. God help us, Tom. He's killed again. We have to...
What's wrong?
Stop him. We have
I'm not through yet, Frank. I need more blood.
My chest.
A heart attack, Frank. Just bleed a little more. Bleed a little more for your old friend.
Tom, help me.
I'm feeling stronger, Frank. I'm feeling younger. I almost died because I waited for someone else to bring me blood, but I'll never make that mistake again.
Help me.
Me and Manfred. The two of us together in the shadows. The but what are shadows in exchange for lives that could last? Who knows how long our lives could last, so long as we're not squeamish about our needs.
Help me.
He's waiting for me. I'm going to go to him. Just as soon as I ask a favor of another cherished friend.
You bastard.
There. Thank you for your blood, Frank. You can keep the drake. You arrived just in time, old friend. Another minute and I'd have been lying there and you'd have been standing here.
You...
Goodbye, old friend. We all have to die sometime. Jody? Hello, Jody. It's Tom. I'm calling to apologize for the way I behaved at the restaurant. Could I see you just for a moment? Thank you. Will you be at home in a half an hour? Good, good. I know it's late. I won't stay long. What it is, you see, is that there's something of yours that I want.
Just heard A Glimpse of Eternity by Ian Weir. Featured in tonight's cast were Norman Browning as Tom Kittredge and Lee Taylor as Frank Marley. You also heard Karen Austin as Sheila Marley and Kira Harper as Jody Stevenson, with additional voices by Tracy Olson and Norm Groman. The recording engineer was Jerry Stanley, with sound effects by Joe DeSilva and Chris Cutlass. The production assistant was Ann Elvidge. A Glimpse of Eternity was produced and directed in Vancouver by Don Kowalchuk. The executive producer of Nightfall is Bill Howell. And now, here is a final word from your host.
Hello again. The English critic, Dame Helen Gardner, once wrote, "Drama, like law, can more than handle crime, but all too often falls short when it comes to the subject of sin." Obviously, she hadn't heard next week's Nightfall.
Hey, don't take it personally. I like you. What are you doing now, anyway?
Back to work.
Stay a while. Have a drink.
Goodbye, Mr. Smith.
Hey.
Goodbye.
Hell.
George! Oh, thank God.
What the hell are you doing here?
I've been looking for you. It's Ted, George. They found him.
Found him?
Huh?
Was he lost?
Floating in the lake, George. Dead.
Beyond the Law. A melodrama by Vancouver writer Steve Petch. Produced and directed in Vancouver by John Giuliani. Radio that knows who's doing what, to whom, and when. That's next week on Nightfall. Until then, careful of the edge.